It's the back end of a doubleheader between the Royals and Mariners. Seattle won the first game. KC looking for the split. They send Jake Junis to the hill. Pick it up third inning. 1-0 Seattle. Whit Merrifield at the dish facing Erasmo Ramirez.
The stretch and the 2-1 pitch swung on. Well hit ball deep to left field again. Heredia to the warning track to the wall. Leaps up and it's gone. Goodbye baseball. Whit Merrifield with his second home run of the day. He hit one in game one. He's tied the game at 1-1 here in the bottom of the third. And the 1-1 to Cabrera. Swing and a drive deep to right field. Back goes Martin, and this one is gone. Goodbye baseball. A three-run home run by Melky Cabrera. And that thing was shot out of a cannon toward the fountains. And the Royals now lead it 4-1. Royals leading. Ramirez delivers. Swing, and this is walloped out to center field. Crushed. Heredia watching it go. Hosmer, a leadoff home run. That's how we begin the bottom of the sixth inning. Hosmer 17th this year. Extends the Royals' lead. It's 5-1 Kansas City. The 2-1. Swinging a ground ball up the middle for a base hit. And to center field. Merrifield scores. Kane cruises home. Hosmer has driven in three runs today, and he picks up his third hit. Windup and the 3-2 pitch is strike three called. Espinoza caught looking. That is now 18 in a row. Retired by Jake Junis. The windup and the pitch. Breaking ball, strike three called. Dyson is caught looking. That is strikeout number 7 for Jake Junis, and he has retired the last 19 Mariner hitters in a row. And Tampa Bay, the Mariners half out. Here's the pitch. Strike three called on the inside corner. Seager can't believe it. He's just standing there at home plate as Laz Diaz walks away. The Royals win game two of the doubleheader this afternoon by a score of 9-1. And the Mariners come away with a split of the doubleheader. The Mariners winning game one by a score of 8-7. Kansas City coming back to win the nightcap by a score of 9-1.
The Mariners fall in the back end of the doubleheader against the Royals. Manager Scott Servais spoke after.
You know, we needed to get on them early. You know, we had some chances there in the first inning, and then, broke through for one in the second. But, emotional game, first game, we hung on, guys fired up. You know, you have to continue and carry it right in the second game. We just didn't get enough going on early on, and then, you know, they put some good swings on Ramirez. So the middle of their lineup, we could not keep under control. Did a pretty good job in this series until the last game. You know, they got their hits and drove in runs. They're good. You know, and they got it going, and we just couldn't stop them. You had the two out, nobody on in the third inning, and then, you know, a home run, hit, another home run. You look up, it's a four spot. So made some mistakes with the fastball. Didn't get it in good spots on the plate, too much of the plate. That was probably the downfall. And once he got going, the changeup, the changeup's a big part of his game, and really didn't get that going at that point in the game, and led to the four runs.
Anything new on Phelps?
It is an elbow issue. I don't know a ton more about it. Probably fly back, get it looked at there and see where it's at there. I don't think it's like, I don't know if it's a DL. I don't know yet, where it's at there. So we'll know more. Obviously, we'll have off day tomorrow. We'll know more probably at some point tomorrow, and certainly heading into the Oakland series.
Up next, the Mariners begin a series in Oakland against the A's on Tuesday.